This is what's trending today. Something called a supermoon rose at night on October 15th and 16th. That is when the moon is full, closer to Earth than usual, and lit by the sun. NASA made a video explaining why the moon is sometimes closer to Earth than other times in its orbit. The moon's orbit around Earth is not a perfect circle. It is shaped like an oval. The moon is about 48,000 kilometers closer to Earth on one side of its orbit than the other. A supermoon happens when the Earth is between the sun and the closer-than-usual moon. The sun lights up the moon during the Earth's nighttime, and since it is closer than usual, it looks very large and bright. Last weekend's supermoon was the first of three supermoons of 2016. The next supermoons will take place on November 14th and December 14th. The November supermoon will be extra super. In fact, it will be the closest full moon of the 21st century so far. The full moon will not be that close to Earth again until the year 2034. Many people who saw the October supermoon took pictures. Bruce Newman took a photo in New York City of the moon above the Statue of Liberty. NASA posted a time-lapse of the moon rising above the Antares rocket on its launch pad. A Twitter user in Greece posted a photo of the moon rising above the Acropolis site in Athens. Another photographer posted a photo on Twitter of Cape Town, South Africa. It shows the moon above the glowing night lights of the city. People who saw the images reacted by posting comments. They used words like amazing, phenomenal, and stunning. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.